change your views victimized by these rascals.
The rascals are very strong.
In chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is said, pravittin ca nivittin ca nabidu asura. Asura. Demonic civilization, demonic people. They do not know what is pravitti and what is nivitti. Pravitti means material civilization and nivitti means spiritual civilization. The modern man does not know. They are neither educated about this pravitti and nivitti. And we are speaking of nivitti, and all of them are in the pravitti. They cannot understand. It is foreign to them. They have no idea of the spiritual life, spiritual civilization. Eight thousand years ago, Krishna spoke of all these things very clearly. Later on, things from the beginning of Kali Yuga, things are deteriorating, and therefore different types of belief sprang up. They were Buddhism, Christianism, Mahavadam. They are not perfect understanding of religious principle. And gradually, the number of so-called religious sections increased. Our Mr. Nanda is presenting another religion, Manav Dharma. Everyone is manufacturing, and Vivekananda is supporting. Yes, every type of religious system is as good. This is nice. Actually, they do not know what is religion.
In the Shriya Upanishad, he said that one must learn the process of nescience alongside with the process of self-realization.
Mm-hmm.
In the Shriya Upanishad. Pravritti with nirvritti.
Mm.
How is that?
He says that in the Shriya Upanishad, it says that you should learn the process of self-realization side by side with the process of nescience.
Nescience. Yeah. But that is pravritti and nivritti. Pravritti means sense enjoyment. And nivritti means self-negation. When we say that you shall not have illicit sex, and their inclination is illicit sex, therefore it is evolution. They are materialistic person. They want sex enjoyment to the best capacity. Homo sex, this sex, that sex, naked dance, all sexually inclined, pravritti. And we say, stop this, nivritti. We do not like it. Because also, pravritti, they do not know this is essential. They do not know it. This is essential. Tapasa brahmacharya. Tapasa means brahmacharya. The so-called samis, they're coming for the so-called yoga practitioner, but they are themselves victim of sex. This is right. Actually, it is a bluff. They have become sami and teaching some yoga system because they do not know that one has to stop this, first of all. Brahmacharya. So, this bluffing is going on all over the world. And we are speaking just against them. Murkhaya upadesahi prakopayana sandha. If you give instruction to the rascals, you'll simply be angry. You'll not take advantage of it. This is our position. All the so-called professors, philosophers, they're all in the pravritti mind. Therefore, they're bringing somebody. Our interpretation is like this. Pravritti mind. Because if they can find out some support from the Shastra, then they think we are secure. Pravittincha, nirittincha, navidu asa. The whole world is full of asuras, descendant of Hiranyakashipu. And it's very different. But if we give them chance to chant Hare Krishna mantra, gradually they will understand. difficulty, the so-called samis, priests, popes, they are also in the pravritti marga. All these priests and they are illicit sex. Pravritti marga. So they are passing. Yes, you can have homosex. They're getting man-to-man married, you know?
Yeah.
Huh? They're performing the marriage ceremony between man-to-man in the open church. What class of men there? And they're preached. You see? Such degraded persons drinking, they have got hospital for curing their drinking disease. 5,000 patients in a hospital in America. All drunkards. And they preached. You see? Simply by dressing a long, what is called? Overcoat?
Cloak.
Habit?
Cloak. And a cross. In India also, simply having a thread, a brahmi, two pies thread.
Even the coolies at the train station.
And by simply one danda, one is sannyasi. This is all over. Musulman having a long beard, he is Musulman. Musalle Iman. Musalle means complete. And Iman means honest. That is the meaning of Musulman. Completely honest. Completely devoted. Musalle. we are not saying just the no sex, we don't say that. We simply say no illicit sex, and they do not like it. We don't say no sex. But simply I say no illicit sex, we don't like it. Why? There is a Bengali song, Choke jodi lage bhalo keno dekhbo na. If I want to see something beautiful, why shall I not see? That is pravritti. I want to do it, I like to do it, why should you say no? This is it. I like to do it, I must do it. This is called pravritti. Like to interpret Bhagavad Gita in this way, why should you say no? This is it. This school students, college students, I like to copy, why should you do this? This education. Here also they copy.
You mean cheating?
No, no, copying in examination.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, what they do is someone sneaks the exam answers out before, and they sell the answers to the questions before the test.
Yes. Here it is more advanced.
Yes. Very scientific.
Sometimes they get caught. It's in the newspapers.
Huh?
Sometimes they're caught by the authorities, and it comes in the newspapers, and there's a big scandal because all the students are buying the answers to the questions.
Yes. The main point is how to get some money. So the tutors are also dishonest.
There's a saying that everyone has his price. There's a saying that everyone and everything has its price.
What is that?
It means that if you pay enough money, you can get anything.
Yeah.
Or you can get somebody to do anything.
Yes, the justice, they're taking bribe. Giving yes. Judgment.
Yes. Policemen. Also, the politicians in America, sometimes they win their elections by giving bribes.
To the voters.
Yes.
Yeah.
everyone is cheating, but when they find out that the leaders are cheating, everyone becomes upset.
Srila Prabhupada, you have said that it's impossible to become rich unless one is a cheater. Mm-hmm. And yet we have our business, spiritual sky business. So how is it possible to carry on business and not become a cheater?
You can cheat. You can cheat. But Krishna said, we can cheat also. Well, don't be caught. Then it will be scandalous.
Okay.
Krishna is the biggest cheat.
Yes, he is big in everything. But you should not imitate. Because you are not as big as Krishna. Tejasang Madhusa, he is very powerful. Before his power, everything becomes vanished. He remains powerful. But you cannot do that. Krishna is the biggest cheater, therefore I shall become a cheater. That is not the body. Then he finished. That's why the example is given. The Lord Shiva drank the ocean of poison. And if you drink a drop, you'll die. You cannot imitate the most powerful. That is not the body.
You told us once in Sydney a few years ago, Srila Prabhupada, you told Madhavisa Swami once in Sydney a few years ago that actually you're the biggest cheater because you're stealing away all our Maya.
What is that, Maya?
He says that once you told Madhavisa Swami that you are the best cheater because you are taking away all our Maya. And making us devotees.
Yeah,
that's right.
That kind of cheating is very good. Krishna also spoke about Nivittimaya. Thou shalt not kill, because their practice to killing is still their practice to killing. First, near, thou shalt not kill, the same thing. Thou shalt not covet.
Is the Bible, we accept that as scripture, but is it all correct or has it been mistranslated? Or?
It is being misinterpreted still now. Mm. That means it was violated from the very beginning. And they are violated. Thou shalt not kill. He is killing. That is the position.
They also have that... Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Yes. And they are very expert in doing that. That is advanced religion. Now they are marrying man to man and accepting homosexual. What is the value now of this priestly class?
They have another thing now where they a man goes to the doctor and has an operation to change his sex.
Sex.
Yeah. From man to woman, or from woman to man. That's called transvestites.
That is going on?
Yes.
Successful?
Yes, sometimes. Sometimes they have some difficulties, but they've had many successful operations. Change into a woman, he can't have, she, it can't have a baby.
They are doing?
They're changing, but they can't become pregnant. That's the only thing. They take these special hormones, and then they can grow breasts and everything, just like a woman. But they can't become pregnant.
In the newspaper, there was an article about 2 weeks ago about a Christian church in America where they have a naked dancer come. They had a lady who dances taking off her clothes so that people will come to church.
Gotcha?
Yes. I was very surprised, but they showed a picture and they said this is the Methodist. I think it was Methodist.
Some Methodist.
I'm not sure which, but anyhow,
that's a
it was
way
a church.
To get people to come to church.
That's why they're called Methodists, because they use different methods.
We saw one church, the church that they got in Montreal for the temple, they, right before the devotees were, took over the church, they were having rock musicians playing music every night. And this way they were trying to get people to come to church. And they would sing songs sometimes about religion. Using all electrical instruments and everything.
This man who is coming to see you today, he also has done this in Perth.
Dean Hazelwood.
What he has done?
Sometimes he has electric guitar music for the church prayer ceremony. It's called a rock mass.
Rock mass. To attract the young people.
Do the young man can?
Oh, yes. But halfway through, they all go out on the grass and they smoke. They simply come to hear the music and that is all.
Yeah.
Another thing they do in the churches is they have those bingo games.
Yeah.
You were saying in one lecture, we shouldn't play bingo. That's very popular, practically all the Catholic. Is it Catholic churches? Or
any Christian? Jesus himself, he kicked the moneylenders out of the temple.
Talking to one Buddhist monk, and I asked him, what is your actual practice? What is your daily schedule? And he said, well, we get up around sunrise and go out with our begging bowls and fill it up, and then come back at about 11 o'clock to the temple, and then we sit down and eat everything in the begging bowl, and then we take rest. I said, what about the rest of the day? And he said, well, that's all free, open time.
Srila Prabhupada, we're distributing Srimad Bhagavatam, and in Srimad Bhagavatam you explain that it's best to start from the beginning and go gradually. So
no, anywhere we can.
So we can distribute any canto.
Usually what happens is a person who gets, say, the second or third or fourth canto, if he reads that, then he will want to start from the beginning. Yeah. He'll buy the first canto.
No, even if he does not read the first canto, wherever he reads, he'll get benefit. Sugar candy, you taste from anywhere, it is sweet.
Srila Prabhupada, I remember once I heard a tape where you told us that we should not try to read the books of previous acharyas. We should not try to read Bhaktivinoda's books or earlier books of other Acharyas. So I was just wondering, some
I never said that.
You didn't say that? Oh. I thought you said
that.
I thought you said that we should not read the previous Acharya's books.
We should read.
We should.
We didn't misunderstand.
I think maybe he was thinking that there was some things about some of the Gaudiya Math books.
Maybe.
And sometimes you said that better to read your books.
When the devotees went to India this year, they said that Achyutananda Swami very chastised them that you should never, if I catch any of you buying Bhakti Siddhanta's books from Gaudiya Math, then I will take it away, something like this.
Yeah, that was the reason was because of he didn't want the devotees going to Gaudiya Math. But there's nothing wrong with the idea of studying the previous Acharya's books.
No. We say that we are following previous Acharya. I never said that.
All of your commentaries are coming from the previous Acharyas.
Yes.
But that wouldn't mean that we should keep all the previous Acharya's books and only read them.
That is already there. You first of all, assimilate what you have got. You simply pile up books and do not read what you use.
First of all, we must read all your books.
Yeah.
Practically speaking, Srila Prabhupada, you're giving us the essence of all the previous Acharya's books in your books.
No, no, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he is. If you don't worship him, he'll go to hell. So, they didn't care. What is that hell? The heaping under it is very dark and moist. So, they did not reply. Because they're working in the mind. So this is the position. This is. People are kept in so much darkness. They do not know what is hell, what is heaven, what is God, what is misery. They do not mind. They're accustomed to all this. There is another story, like that is Bengali story. One man said, oh, you are drinking, you'll go to hell. So he explained, what is hell? Misery is burning. My father also drinks. Oh, he will also go to hell. My mother also drinks. She will also go. In this way, all the family. Then where it is hell? It is heaven. Because the father is there, mother is there, brother is there, everyone we are going. Where is hell? This. Even in hell, if we are all there, then where it is hell? It is heaven.
People don't mind so much suffering if they can suffer with their
they're
friends.
Suffering. They're accustomed to so many sufferings. They do not mind.
Especially if they can bring their friends along. Then they're very happy.
Therefore, it is heaven.
Yeah.
Although there is suffering, it is heaven.
They think that suffering together with your friends is enjoyable.
They, that's like the ass. He does not know what is happening. Therefore he is agreeing. All right, Lord with me. Any number. Everywhere. I shall carry. He does not know it is happening. He has accepted the service of the man, Lord, bearing so much load. And he's giving little grass. The grass he can take from here, but he thinks that he's maintaining it. This is ignorance. Therefore, Mura, this word is used. Suffering. Material nature is awarding. Suffering. Still, they are not. Wake up. Cares for suffering. Understand this philosophy that acceptance of this material body is suffering. They will say, I have got this American body, I have got so much suffering. But it's suffering. You will not believe it. But real philosophy is that acceptance of this material body, whatever it may be, a demigod or dog. It is. Will you understand? In the demigods, they do not understand.
They say that it's natural to die, so everybody has to die, so we just have to accept it.
The philosophy is very simple. You don't want suffering. But where is a person who has got this material body is not suffering?
But then they will say, where is a person who has not got this material body?
That is unknown. There is another world where there is no material body. Everyone is in spiritual body. That is it.
They don't feel so bad because they think everyone is suffering.
So nobody feels bad. Even the cats and dogs. That does not mean there is no suffering. Cats and dogs, it's like in this car, within tonight, his wife and the dog. The dog is feeling more happy.
He has less anxieties.
Yeah. The dog is feeling, who can be happier than me?
Actually, in the West, the dogs have a very good program. If they have a good master, then...
But after his dog, that he does not. Maybe, according to his estimation, very well situated. But after all, what he is a dog. That he does not. That he forgets. Very calm and quiet. Is it not?
Yes.
Nowadays, glass making is also becoming obsolete. The plastic is replaced.
Oh, yeah.
The glass industry is finished.